And there it is. The government has now become the marketing arm of Big Pharma. So in Canada, they announce that to be considered fully vaccinated, which you have to do to like do a lot of things over there, I think even to travel or leave the country, you have to get a booster every 9 months forever. This person here is 35. That means she would have to have 60 more vaccines. Aside from how obviously absurd this is on every level, let's just think about something real quick. The state, the government, history. Those in power, they create this savior complex, this weird power trip where everything they do, they believe they're doing for the good of their own people, and they justify it with some bullshit like safety and health and whatever, when really it's just a way for them to get more power and have more control over people. That's all they want. That's what people want when they're in positions of power. Like they said, power corrupts and absolute power absolutely corrupts. It's because humans are not designed to have control over so many other people. So it warps the mind. This didn't exist when we lived as hunter-gatherers. You had fierce egalitarianism where everybody was equal, right? A lot of people don't understand that. That basically means nobody's above or below. You have people that attack the rich because they perceive them as above. That's an evolutionary trait. You have people that bully because they perceive as someone below and a threat to the group. It's an evolutionary strategy. And when you remove the checks and balances of human nature that the group enforced, because if you didn't listen to the group, if you didn't follow the rules, the unwritten laws, the norms, then you would be shamed. You might be ostracized, exiled, or killed. And even if you were none of those things, you wouldn't get access to mates because nobody would sleep with you. Because nobody's going to sleep with the rebel or the village idiot or whatever. Whatever label that you would bring upon yourself by trying to break the norms of the group. This is evolutionary biology / psychology 101. It's very simple to understand, even just talking about it. But you can definitely read books about it, read the research, etc. It explains the modern world. It explains why humans that get in positions of power lose their minds. They're no longer operating with the checks and balances that you find when you're living in a community or when you're, just an average middle-class person. You don't have the ability to really protect yourself or insulate yourself from shame, from guilt, from maybe getting arrested for doing certain things or whatever. When you get in a position of power, you don't have those same checks and balances. We know how easy it is for people with power and money to get away with things. We see it every freaking day. Politicians will blatantly break the law, and then they're insulated from due process because of their status or because somebody owes them a favor and they're not going to press charges or whatever. It's all a racket. This is what governments do, and this is what people in positions of power do. They always, always, always move towards more control and more power. You never find a government or state that removes laws and that gives up power. It just doesn't happen. And this is the kind of absurdity you get. And what will happen in Canada, I'm already predicting it, it will get so bad that either the country itself will be invaded and the government will be overthrown, or there will be a revolution. Now, Canadians are very agreeable people. They don't like to rock the boat. They're very sheeple-like in their mindset. They're just not the type to revolt or to speak out even. So it could get really bad there before anything actually happens. But when it does happen, and when things get really bad, well, we know what happens. We've seen the French Revolution. We've seen every collapse and we've seen every collapse of every dictator and tyranny in history. It eventually happens. This is why every major institution or state, every centralized form of power that grows big eventually comes down. You cannot grow big forever. There is always a correction. The question is, what comes next? So in a place like Canada, you might have somebody come in and through the democratic process, they might win based on speaking out or whatever. But I don't know. I feel like it's so corrupt over there that they wouldn't even get a chance. And that happens a lot, like in dictatorships and these really crazy pseudo democracies like Canada is in Australia. So it's hard to know if that will happen democratically or if it will happen through bloodshed, through revolution. It's hard to say. But I promise you, things will change. The government will keep pushing until it crosses a threshold, and then enough people wake up and fight back, and that's the end. It is a matter of time. These people, what's so crazy to me is that they feel so safe doing this. If I was a politician in a country like this, and I was announcing this crap, I would be fearful for my life. Maybe not right now. Maybe the pot hasn't boiled over just yet, but I would be fearful for my life and my family over the next 10 years. It's actually surprising that we don't have more people fighting back. We just become such a docile species. It's just crazy. When I see stuff like this, I'm kind of optimistic because it will come down. The more they push, the faster the demise. The more they push, the faster they lose the power to push. What's insane is that they keep pushing. But again, I understand this from human nature, but you can still, well, maybe not, because when you become a politician, power corrupts your mind, you feel safer than you are, you get a, you know, you're addicted to the power, you think it's normal, you think you're safe, you think the average person can't touch you. Like, I understand that. So it's hard to think objectively about these things. It's hard to be afraid of a revolt if your entire career, the citizenry has just sat there and taken it. Like, I understand that. And it works in your favor until it doesn't. And when it doesn't, it's usually pretty quick, pretty swift.